So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 18, text number
65.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Man mana mava man bhakto majyaji mam namaskuru. Mamme vaishya shi satyam te prati jhane priyosime. Translation in purport. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. And thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this, because you are my very dear friend. Purport. The most confidential part of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna and always think of him and act for him. One should not become an official meditator. Life should be so molded that one will always have the chance to think of Krishna. One should always act in such a way that all his daily activities are in connection with Krishna. He should arrange his life in such a way that throughout the 24 hours he cannot but think of Krishna. And the Lord's promise is that anyone who is such a pure, who is in such pure Krishna consciousness, will certainly return to the abode of Krishna, where he will then be engaged in the association of Krishna face to face. This most confidential part of knowledge is spoken to Arjuna because he is the dear friend of Krishna. Everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend of Krishna and obtain the same perfection of Arjuna. These words stress that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna, the very form with two hands carrying a flute, the bluish boy with a beautiful face, and peacock feathers in his hair. There are descriptions of Krishna found in the Brahma Samhita and other literatures. One should fix his mind on its original form of Godhead, Krishna. One should not even divert his attention to the other forms of the Lord. The Lord has multi forms such as Vishnu, Narayan, Ram, Varaha, etc. But a devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that was present before Arjuna. Concentration of the mind on the form of Krishna constitutes the most confidential part of knowledge, and this is disclosed to Arjuna because Arjuna is the most dear friend of Krishna's. Om Jnana Timarandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, what is the point of Bhagavad Gita.
Gita, какой смысл Bhagavad Gita?
The point of Bhagavad Gita is that one should follow in the footsteps of Shri Arjun.
Смысл Bhagavad Gita учит тому, как мы должны идти по стопам Арджуны.
The perfection of our existence.
Совершенство нашего существования.
Is to arrange our lives in such a way.
Чтобы устроить свою жизнь таким образом.
That we can be Krishna conscious 24 hours daily.
Чтобы 24 часа мы помнили Кришну.
Even if it's an austerity.
Даже если это аскеза.
To live in a circumstance that facilitates Krishna consciousness.
Жить в обстоятельствах, которые.
It's better to be uncomfortable in a Krishna conscious atmosphere.
Которые дают какие-то блага. Лучше тогда выбрать более аскетичные условия, но при этом.
Than to be comfortable in a non-Krishna conscious atmosphere.
Но при этом помнить Кришну, чем комфортабельное, удобное и не помнить.
The actual comfort of the living being.
Действительно комфорт живого существа.
Is simply to be absorbed in hearing and chanting the glories of God.
Это быть погруженным в слушание и воспевание славы Господа.
I was just thinking back as I was sitting here, hearing him reading the translation. I was just thinking back how I've been doing this for 35 years, absorbing myself in hearing and chanting the glories of God.
Сегодня перед лекцией, когда я ехал на заднем сиденье машины и читал этот текст и комментарий, я думал, что я уже 35 лет сознательно.
Sometimes the material circumstances were comfortable.
Иногда материальные условия они удобные.
And sometimes they were not so comfortable. But that comfort or discomfort of the material circumstances.
In the
final analysis doesn't amount to be worth much at all. What's really worth it? Is to, what's really of value is to be in a position, a situation where you can hear and chant the glories of God 24 hours daily. Whatever austerities we may have to endure to be able to do that. We should tolerate them. It's worth it. Because by being absorbed in Krishna Katha, we will go back to Godhead. And we will directly associate with Krishna face to face. Then it won't matter whether it was easy to get there or hard to get there. It won't matter. We're there. The point is this. Do not allow difficult or uncomfortable circumstances to turn you away from Krishna consciousness.
Не надо позволять трудным или неудобным условием делать так, чтобы это уводило вас от Кришны.
Actually, Prabhupada said there is no difficulty in this Krishna consciousness movement.
Что Прабхупада сказал, в этом движении сознания Кришны нет трудностей.
There is none.
Не так ли?
But even if you think it is difficult,
но даже если вы думаете, что это трудно,
which is a mental concoction,
что является произведением.
It is simply the mind trying to pull you away back into the material nature. Even if you think it is difficult,
Даже если вы думаете, что это трудно.
Still you must tolerate.
Все равно вы должны терпеть.
So the point is,
и смысл в том,
we have to be expert in acting on the basis of not sensual attraction.
Мы должны научиться действовать, руководствуясь не тем, что нам чувства привлекают, к чему наши чувства привлекаются.
We have to act on the platform of duty.
На исполнении обязанности долга.
That whatever order I have received from my spiritual master,
какое бы наставление ко мне не пришло от моего духовного учителя,
that is my life and soul.
Это моя жизнь и душа.
And I will meditate on that order and worship that order.
Я буду медитировать и поклоняться этому указанию.
And I will try to find out the ways that I can successfully execute that order.
Я буду искать способы, чтобы удачно исполнить это указание.
This is what it means to be Krishna conscious. We simply take this duty of serving Guru's order.
Это то, что является сознанием Кришны. Мы...
And we don't allow anything else. That is my life and soul.
Это моя жизнь и душа.
And I will meditate on that order and worship that order.
Я буду медитировать и поклоняться этому указанию.
And I will try to find out the ways that I can successfully execute that order.
Я буду искать способы, чтобы удачно исполнить это указание.
This is what it means to be Krishna conscious. We simply take this duty of serving Guru's order.
Это то, что является сознанием Кришны. Мы...
And we don't allow anything else to distract us from doing that.
Мы принимаем как долг служение наставлению Гуру. И не позволяем ничему отвлекать нас от этого.
In the Western culture, we don't have this concept of duty.
На Западе у нас нет такой концепции понятия долга.
We base everything on sensual attraction.
Все основано на том, как нашим чувствам это нравится.
We marry one girl, and then we divorce her. We marry another one. We have so many children. We have another one, and it just goes on like this.
Мы выбираем одну девушку, выходим, женимся, потом разводимся, выбираем другую, остаются дети, и таким образом это продолжается.
This is lower than animal life.
Это даже ниже, чем стандарт животной жизни.
We're not doing our duty as human beings to be dutiful.
Мы не действуем как люди, чтобы быть.
Whatever duty I have been given.
Исполнителем своему долгу.
That I must dedicate my entire life to. Just like Prabhupada didn't like it that they were changing temple presidents one after another after another. He wanted that the temple president should take it as a lifetime duty.
Он хотел, чтобы президент это делал как обязанность на протяжении всей своей жизни.
So whatever service our spiritual master has given us,
и какое бы служение нам не дал учитель духовный,
we should simply fully surrender to that service and not try to figure out a way to manipulate the guru to change our service.
Мы не должны всячески подстраиваться так, чтобы как-то гуру изменил нам это служение или как-то.
Should simply, should we have to be dutiful?
Мы должны быть исполнены.
Otherwise, we're acting on the platform known as the mental platform.
Иначе мы находимся на платформе, которая называется платформа ума.
Accept, reject, accept, reject.
Принять, отвергнуть, принять, отвергнуть.
Today, I think something is very nice, and I want it.
Сегодня мне что-то кажется хорошим, поэтому я готов принять.
Tomorrow I think it is very bad and I want to give it up.
А завтра мне покажется, что это плохо, и у меня будет желание отказаться.
It was wrong to act on the platform of being attracted to it.
Это неправильно действовать на платформе, что я привязался.
And it is equally wrong to act on the platform of being repulsed by it.
И также неправильно абсолютно действовать, отвергая, ну, испытывая отвращение к чему-то.
Devotee does not care for attraction and repulsion. He simply wants to know what is my duty, that's all. I may be attracted to it. I may be repulsed by it. That is immaterial, it does not matter. I simply must know what is my duty, that's all. So that I can execute it. Just as in the Bible, Lord Jesus says, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. He was getting ready to be crucified, nailed to a cross. I mean, that's not exactly the way you would like to spend your weekend. Shishi Garnitai Ki Jai, Shishi Varadamadara Ki Jai. But yet he accepted it. He understood this is the duty that my Heavenly Father wants me to execute. I must agree to be nailed to this cross. Alright, I will do. So, we are not asking our disciples that you must be nailed to a cross. But sometimes they think that the simple duties we ask them to do are as worse than being nailed to a cross. This should not be misunderstood. Whatever duty you've been given to do, execute it faithfully and dutifully. Whether you feel like you want to do it or not, doesn't matter. Simply whatever instruction Guru gives, the disciple carries it out. And in the absence of your spiritual master, the temple president is here, the senior devotees, you work under their guidance. If we can stick together on this basis of duty, this movement will flourish. But if we act on the platform of attraction and repulsion, this movement will disintegrate and die. So I may die at any time. Therefore, I'm requesting you all, kindly act on the platform of duty, so that your life will become perfect, and this movement will thrive so that more and more people can make their lives perfect by participating in this movement. We can ask now if there's any questions. Okay.
Guru Maharaj, could you explain what about karmic reactions that might appear when one executes his executes these orders given by his spiritual master, for example,
there are no karmic
disturbing other people and putting these fulfilling these orders in the first place.
It's like the
вопрос был в том, что есть исполнение указания, оно вызывает какие-то кармические последствия в том, что мы ставим это на первое место и это вызывает у кого-то беспокойство.
Just like the ambulance driver.
Точно так же, как водитель скорой помощи.
He has a duty to take the patient to the hospital under emergency.
Его долг довести пациента до больницы.
Because he is acting in a dutiful way as an ambulance driver, he can run the red light, he can speed, he won't get a ticket. He runs a red light, he doesn't get a karmic reaction for running the red light. He's exempted from karma. However, sometimes people will be disturbed by him. It's like you're late for an appointment and all of a sudden you hear a siren and you go, oh no, the road may be blocked. And so many people actually be disturbed when there's a siren because they have to stop. So it's a fact that if one does one's duty in Krishna consciousness, that one may disturb others by doing them. But there will be no karma. Yes.
Такой вопрос. Бхактивиданте Сарвабхупаде приходил сон, видение было, да, что Бхактивиданте Сарвабхупаде ему давал у вас нет указаний какие. Вам такие видения были? Может, это там, да, или
Шрила Прабхупада, as I know, he had association with his guru in his dream. For example, he got kind of instruction. He was getting kind of instruction from him. Whether you have the similar experience with your spiritual master?
I have so many actual written instructions from Prabhupada. I don't really need dreams. Dreams can be speculative also. I have so many wonderful direct orders from Prabhupada that plus his books. There's so many direct orders, I don't need any dreams to fill in the missing gaps. I've got enough orders to keep me engaged 24 hours a day for all of eternity.
То, что во сне какие-то непонятные вещи, факты соединить, то это ничего такого.
In a dream, it has to be confirmed by what's in the books. If you dream, you know, that your spiritual master told you to do something that's completely against our movement, then you know it's just your own mind concocting it.
То есть сны должны быть согласованы с тем, что мы читаем в Писаниях. Потому что если во сне мы получим что-то, что полностью противоречит тому, что мы читаем, и это против нашего, ну, как бы движения что-то, то это полностью спекуляция ума.
It has to be in harmony with the books.
Это должно идти согласие с книгами.
Any other questions? Yes.
Еще другие вопросы.
Вот в начале лекции я говорил, что как бы мы должны помнить о Кришне 24 часа, но мы же все-таки тоже идем спать, сон. Вот. Как это понять? Как бы, или перед сном, что мы должны делать?
In the beginning of lecture you have said that we should 24 hours a day remember Krishna, but
yeah.
When we are going to sleep, then what to do?
Go, When we are going
to sleep.
Oh, yes.
Whether we should read or what should we do before?
Yes, you must be so absorbed in Krishna bhakti throughout the day that when you sleep, you will dream about Krishna. If you're not dreaming about Krishna, it means you're not Krishna conscious enough during the daytime. So you have to keep increasing your Krishna daytime Krishna consciousness more and more and more and more. And then finally you will start dreaming about Krishna all night, every night. Yes. Next question. Yes.
If I remember correctly, the Pandavas were drinking this rice wine and hitting each other.
The Kuru dynasty.
Kuru dynasty.
Yes. And not Kuru. I mean to say the. Yadu dynasty, yes.
And they were very close associates of the Lord. Right?
Yes, they were his descendants.
But why are they leaving the planet such a strange
way? It was a divine arrangement because Krishna was taking all of his family members with him.
Это вопрос был в том, почему так странно потомки рода Кришны, то есть династии Яду, так оставили мир.
They all departed at the same time.
So can we draw this parallel, this similarity with Jesus Christ leaving this planet? Strange, kind of violent way?
No.
Можно ли провести параллель в том, что это так же, как Иисус, он как...
Because he was not there during the pastimes of Krishna. These were the seminal descendants of Krishna. He had 16,000 queens, and each queen had 10 sons, and each 10 sons had 10 sons. So you do the math and you see how big of a family it was. Plus another reason was that if there were actual familial, you know, genealogical descendants of Krishna on the planet, they would claim some kind of prestige and power for themselves. But by the influence of Kali, they would be degraded and sinful eventually. But still they'd be demanding, you know, special privileges and special power and all that kind of stuff. So that's another reason they were, all the descendants of Krishna were wiped off the earth before he left. Questions, Mark? Yes.
Там есть комментарии, что не нужно предаваться формальной медитации, а построить места, чтобы помнить.
Here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said that we shouldn't formally meditate, but we should actually make our life in accordance with instructions. What does it mean to make it correct and not formally meditate?
We should make the life what?
There is no use.
Right up near the beginning.
second sentence.
Yes, one should not become an official meditator. One should mold one's life so that he can always have the chance to think about Krishna. So what's the question? We should make the life what?
There is no use.
Right up near the beginning.
Second sentence.
Yes, one should not become an official meditator. One should mold one's life so that he can always have the chance to think about Krishna. So what's the question?
How to mold our life?
Oh, yes. Well, that's very simple. You get up by 4 o'clock, take bath, put on tilak, devotional clothing, attend Mangal Arati. If you live too far away, then you should do a similar program at home. You should rise every morning before the sunrise and worship the Lord and chant japa 16 rounds, study the scripture, and in this way, just like you will charge your mobile phone before you will leave the house, in this way, you will be charged up spiritually.
То есть совершая такую практику и после этого еще, ну как бы после Магаларати, повторяя круги, это подобно тому, как мы заряжаем свой мобильный телефон, прежде чем выйти из дома.
Just like we may say, you should charge your mobile phone in such a way that the battery never goes dead.
То есть можно сказать, что надо так зарядить телефон, чтобы батарея никогда не кончалась.
In the same way, you should charge your heart so that your Krishna consciousness never goes dead. So just like you plug your mobile phone into the charger, you have to plug your heart into Krishna consciousness. Japa, sadhu sangha, prasadam, deity worship, etc.
Он подключается к зарядке. Точно так же и мы свое сердце должно подключить к сознанию Кришны через джапу, через общение с преданным, через поклонение божествам и вкушение прасада.
We have 9 different types of chargers.
У нас есть 9 разных видов зарядки.
Шавана, киртана, смарана, вандана, like that. Нава, видха, бхакти. 9 different types of soul chargers.
9 разных.
What is the most powerful? That is hearing from a self-realized soul. If you can hear directly from someone who is self-realized, then that will give you a very, very powerful charge. And you can also, you can do that by reading Prabhupada's books. You're hearing directly from the most realized guru in the history of the world. You just read Prabhupada's books. Next question. Yes.
Если мы будем слушать самосознание нашу душу, то зарядка будет очень-очень сильная.
And you can also, you can do that by reading Prabhupada's books. You're hearing directly from the most realized guru in the history of the world. You just read Prabhupada's books. Next question. Yes.
Could you tell about your association with Srila Prabhupada, about darshana you have been in, and
how you joined the movement?
Hmm. You were not here when I explained it before.
You know?
Yes. I was most fortunate soul. How much I was suffering though before I got that mercy of Prabhupada. That pain, that misery was absolutely unbearable. I knew I had one thing only to do with my life, and that was to understand what is the purpose of existence. I was attending the university. They said, "What do you want to major in?" To me, it was ridiculous. Major? How? Why would you want to major in anything? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Для меня это вообще выглядело смехотворным. Какой смысл углубляться во что-то, если это все как-то не имеет смысла?
I just want to know, what is the purpose of existence?
Я просто хотел понять смысл существования.
And they're saying, well, you want to study biology, you want to study math, you want to study chemistry. I mean, it was ridiculous.
А меня спрашивали, хочешь ли ты изучать биологию, хочешь ли ты изучать химию или математику?
It was absolutely absurd.
Для меня это абсолютно абсурдным выглядело.
I just want to know, why do I exist? Tell me that.
Я хотел, чтобы они мне сказали, зачем я вообще живу, какой смысл.
But they couldn't do that.
Они этого не могли сделать.
So then I heard there was some yogis in India.
Но я узнал, что есть какой-то йоги из Индии.
And there was some state of consciousness known as samadhi or enlightenment.
И он знает состояние сознания, которое называется просветленное сознание или самадхи.
That by attaining that stage of consciousness, you could become completely, totally wise and happy and peaceful.
И что достигнув этого состояния ума, можно стать абсолютно разумным, абсолютно знающим, умиротворенным и счастливым.
So I knew that this I must find. So I took the training from this guru, from that guru, this guru, that guru. And I can tell you it was complete nonsense. I was more miserable after I took their training than I was before. But I still had faith that somewhere there's a real guru who can teach me. And then one night, this was December of 1968 in Denver, Colorado, USA. I was looking for that technique to become enlightened. And then one friend came to my house. One friend came to my house. One of his friends had gone crazy on LSD. He had taken his clothes off. He was running naked down the street. He was knocking on doors saying, "There's LSD in the water. Can I have a drink of water?"
И он встречал дверь и спрашивал, у вас есть ЛСД растворенная в воде, могу я попить этой воды?
He was a very strong boy. He actually took his fist and smashed it through a car windshield.
И он был крепким парнем,
So my friend Patrick and all his friends who had been there in his apartment with him, they all came running. We have to get away from Joe. He's gone completely crazy. And they came knocking on my door. Open the door, open the door. Don't turn on the light. We don't want to know Joe, we don't want Joe to know where we are. And then my friend Patrick, he said, everyone do this, it will protect him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I was very interested. What is this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare.
My friend Patrick, to me, he was, at that time in my life, he was. I felt he was like a guru for me. So I went to his apartment the next day or so, and I said, "What is that you were chanting?" And he showed me an article from a magazine, which is a famous magazine in America, called the Saturday Evening Post. So it was an article about the San Francisco Haight-Ashbury scene in the summer of 1967. So they had interviewed two devotees, Hayagriva and Mukunda. There was a whole big paragraph, two or three, you know, whole section of the article about the Hare Krishna, about A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami and Hare Krishna mantra. They quoted the Swami saying, if everyone chanted Hare Krishna, there would be no more problems with the police. So that sounded pretty good. The hippies were always afraid of the police arresting them. So anyway, I wrote it down. I had it printed in the book. I just wrote it down. And then I found in one gift store a beautiful, beautiful poster of Radha and Krishna. And I had read in one edition of the Bhagavad Gita that if you offer your food to the Lord before eating with love, He will accept it. So I made a big altar. It was a big poster, Radha Krishna, about this big. I made an altar. I would chant Hare Krishna and would offer my food. I still hadn't met the devotees or really knew there was a Hare Krishna movement. I didn't really understand there was a movement yet. But I had begun my Krishna consciousness. And then I thought, I can't stand this Western world. I want nothing to do with this Western world. I will go to India and I will simply become a sadhu in India. That's all. The rest of my life. So I decided to do that. I was on my way to to New York to get on a freighter and work, you know, get a job on a freighter and go to India and just become a renunciate for the rest of my life. But then on my way to New York, I had this realization. Shishi Garnitai Ki Jai, Shishi Radhadamanar Ki Jai. I had this realization. The realization was this. I denied until I could deny no longer. Then I had to start accepting. So instead of just trying to deny the whole material world and go and be a sadhu in India, I felt it was my duty to go to San Francisco instead. So I hitchhiked all the way from Texas to San Francisco. Hitchhiked, you know, like this. Yeah. And I went straight to Haight-Ashbury, Golden Gate Park. And who was coming off of Hippie Hill, a big throng of people? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, San Francisco. Hitchhike, you know, like this. Yeah. And I went straight to Haight-Ashbury, Golden Gate Park. And who was coming off of Hippie Hill, a big throng of people? Hare Krishna, Hare, the Hare Krishna Sankirtan party, the Hare Nam party. He was coming back from the Haripi Hill on the way to the temple. They were the first people I saw. I went to the temple. But there was only one problem. I had been reading all these Mayavadi books on spirituality. And I was absolutely convinced that I was Krishna. So I thought it was pretty... I went to the temple and I chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And one Brahmacharini said, oh, you're singing so nicely. And I was thinking, oh, if she only knew that I am Krishna. So in this way, I was rather deluded by Mayavadi philosophy. I knew the chanting was great because I had chanted it and loved chanting. I had loved offering my food, and so I loved prasadam, I loved chanting. But this Mayavad philosophy that I am Krishna, that was a big problem, getting in the way of my advancement. I really thought I was Krishna. I really did. So, it took a couple of years of being kicked by Maya. Heavy, heavy, heavy kicks of Maya. I was smashed again and again and again. To where there was, I was just on my knees begging God to please guide me how I could be His servant.
Пожалуйста, веди меня, чтобы я понял, как делать правильно.
And when I reached that point of humility,
я достиг того уровня смирения,
a knock came on the door.
И тогда стук в мою дверь.
At that time I was in Austin, Texas, staying with a friend named Mike.
Тогда я жил в Остине, в Техасе, со своим другом Майком.
And Mike's friend, Margaret, she came to Mike to let him know some interesting information. Margaret came with a message, there's a Hare Krishna Swami in town. And he will be at my apartment in 1 hour. Well, I decided that was... So I decided, all right, I was there. And it was none other than His Holiness Vishnu Jana Swami Maharaj. The empowered preacher. So in my Mayavadi days, I thought the Hare Krishna monks were pretty weird. But now I was really serious about surrendering to the Lord. And when I heard Vishnu Jana Maharaj preaching, I was absolutely amazed by the philosophy. This was astounding information. So I thought, well, I'm pretty addicted to this hippie life, but well, let me just try this for 6 months. I mean, I've tried everything else. Why not try this? What's there to lose? So I made a serious commitment. I started chanting 16 rounds. I went to a barber shop and got shaved up. Devotees are really angry because I wasn't living in the temple. But I actually decided to move into the temple. Not to surrender, though. I was still pretty independent. I was just going to check it out. See what I could learn, you know. I wasn't going to surrender. So every morning we would have our morning program, you know, Mangalarti. And devotees would say this prayer, this long Sanskrit prayer every morning in the temple. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste. That's a pretty big mouthful for somebody, you know, somebody like me at that time. But I was trying to do the practices, so I just wrote it on my hand with a ballpoint pen, you know. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. So every time I would offer my obeisances, there it was. So Vishnu Jan Maharaj, he noticed this. He said, now you add this to the... He saw a space in the bottom of my hand down here. He said, now you add this to your hand. I must please my spiritual master and surrender unto him fully. So I wrote it down, but you know, I wasn't going to do that. Because after all, I mean, becoming a disciple means you have to give up your independence. You have to do whatever guru tells you to do, whether you like it or not. See, I was a musician at the time. I'd written all these songs. I would think I would just sing songs around about Krishna and keep hitchhiking around America singing songs about Krishna. But to become a disciple means I had to give up my independence. So I said, oh, I'll be a devotee of Krishna, but I'm not going to be a disciple of the guru. No. But then they pulled out the Bhagavad Gita. And they said, well, but listen to this verse, Steve. There's this verse here, you know, Tadvidi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya. You know, Krishna says you have to surrender to the spiritual master. I went, oh. So I was defeated philosophically. But there was no way I was going to do it. No way. But then one morning, we had just gotten the devotees in London had just produced this album called the Radha Krishna Temple Album. And there was one cut on that album that was very beautiful. We had just gotten it. It was a brand new thing in the temple. It was a wonderful thing. Wow, the George Harrison is in the Hare Krishna. Wow. And that he even played, you know, played the guitar on the album. So, anyway, my duty was to vacuum the rug in the temple room every morning. So I was listening to this song. Samsara dava nalalita loka tranayu karyu naga naga natam praktasya kalyana gunar navasya vande kuroshi chadanar vindam. So I heard I could sense the strong love in the heart of the devotees for
Prabhupada.
It was the most amazing, sweet, pure, enlivening love I had ever conceived of or experienced. And this thought just descended upon me that wouldn't it be beautiful to give my life to Prabhupada? And the tears just came streaming down my face. And that's when I actually met Prabhupada. I had still not seen him yet. When I was in California, the devotees had invited me on numerous occasions to see
Prabhupada.
But remember, in those days I thought I was Krishna. I didn't want to meet the Swami. I didn't want to meet. That's the last thing in the world I wanted to do was meet the Swami. When I was in Berkeley, California, he was giving a lecture a 5-minute walk away from where I was living. Makanlal Prabhu invited me to come and hear him, and I wouldn't go. And that was in 1969. And then in 1970, the devotees invited me, well, Prabhupada's going to be in Los Angeles. We're having a wonderful festival at our temple in Los Angeles. And you can get in the van and you can come with us and you can see Prabhupada.
И то, что я вам рассказывал, это было в 69-м, а в 70-м преданные приглашали поехать в Лос-Анджелес, просто сесть в автобус и поехать с ними, чтобы увидеть их.
But I still thought I was Krishna.
Но я все еще думал, я Кришна.
There was no way I was going to go see that Swami.
Нет такого способа, которым можно было бы заставить меня поехать и увидеть Свами.
But I had been kicked by Maya so heavily.
Но Майя меня так пинала.
That I'd given up this Mayavadi idea and decided to be a servant. And now in the spring of 1971, before I ever laid my eyes on Prabhupada, I had accepted him as my guru. And then I got a chance to actually go see him face to face after that. The very first words I heard coming out of his mouth, Jagannatha Shami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. So he accepted me as his disciple. That year, in August 12, 1971, I sent him some Guru Dakshin with one letter, and he wrote me back. Very wonderful letter he wrote me. Somehow or other, because of my association with Vishnu Jana Maharaj, who was very eager for spreading this movement, I must have expressed some desire to spread this movement in my letter. I don't remember what I wrote to Prabhupada, but I have what he wrote back. I have the letter he sent back to me. It was the most wonderful, encouraging thing you could ever expect to hear. Even though I was so unqualified and low class person at the time. Prabhupada very kindly wrote me back. He said, "I can see that you are a very sincere and enthusiastic boy." He said, "Continue enthusiastically as you are doing, and surely Krishna will bless you." So I took that order of Srila Prabhupada very, very, very seriously. He ordered me to always be enthusiastic. And I can tell you, in these 35 years since I've been in this movement has seen, there's so many ups and downs going on all the time. But I just plow through it all with unflinching enthusiasm. Because that is the order that I received from my Guru Maharaj. The spiritual master is present in the form of his order. Therefore, by meditating on this order from Srila Prabhupada, I'm feeling his presence with me at every minute. So actually, I'm having his darshan constantly. Any other questions? Yes.
Жизнь, чтобы мы еще больше
could you tell a little bit more about spiritual planets and about life on the spiritual planets for getting more intense desire to go to spiritual world?
Well, I heard the first part of the question. Can you tell us more about the spiritual planets? Then what did you say after that?
In order to have more desire to go to spiritual
world. Oh, yes. The spiritual planets are very, very wonderful. In those planets, all this speech is song. And all the walking is dancing. It is a mood of festivities at every minute. Everything is, all the sights are beautiful. The sounds are just like a beautiful symphony orchestra at every minute. And the aroma is the most wonderful fragrance you could ever smell anywhere. And Pashadam is so delicious. You just feel like you're going to. It's just heavenly. I mean, just Pashadam is unbelievably delicious. Every morsel of Pashadam is just unlimitedly relishable. And everything, everyone just is totally mad about Krishna. Everybody's talking about Krishna all the time and thinking about Krishna. Do you know what Krishna did? Do you know what Krishna said? Do you know what Krishna is? Did you know what Krishna is wearing today? Everything is just Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Everyone's talking about Krishna. And they're just completely enlivened by Krishna. The cows, and the calves, the peacocks, the monkeys, Mother Jasoda, Nanda Maharaj, Radharani, Chandravali. Everyone is just completely in that unlimited bliss of Krishna consciousness at every minute. And they never get tired of it. There's no such thing as past, present, or future in the spiritual world. Time is conspicuous by its absence. You don't get old there. You don't get sick there. You don't die there. You're an eternal youth, full of unlimited energy and happiness and enthusiasm and knowledge of so many wonderful aspects of Krishna. You never tire of thinking about Krishna, talking about Krishna, seeing Krishna, serving Krishna. You just want more, more, more Krishna, more Krishna, more Krishna, more Krishna, more Krishna, more Krishna. So that's a little glimpse. Any final question? Yes.
I've heard that if you love Krishna, you love everyone.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada said that among us there has to be love and cooperation.
He said that
and love.
Love and trust.
Yes, so the moment can succeed.
Yes, yes, yes.
But the love. I wanted to ask is the high stage of devotional service when you serve Krishna as love.
Yes.
So how to compensate or how to form these relationships among devotees unless you reach this high state?
It's very simple.
Вопрос был в том, что если мы имеем любовь к Кришне, у нас есть любовь к каждому, и то, что Шрила Прабхупада говорил, что движение будет распространяться, если все основано на доверии и любви.
It's very simple. In every relationship that you have,
как можно иметь любовь к другим преданным, если мы не на высшем уровне находимся?
And always give more than you take.
И ответ очень прост. Нужно давать больше, чем ты берешь.
Simple thing.
Очень простая вещь.
Every relationship you have, always give more than you take.
В любых отношениях какие-либо, ты не мог давать больше, чем ты берешь.
And then in that way you develop your natural tendency to love Krishna and all and his devotees will come fully awakened.
Тогда тенденция любить Кришну и преданных, она будет только увеличиваться.
It works, try it.
Это работает, проверь.
Always give more than you take.
Всегда давать больше, чем ты берешь.
Questions more?
Еще вопрос.
Yes.
А если в духовном мире семьи и дети?
Is there in spiritual world parents and children?
Families?
Yes.
Families.
Actually, it's described in Vaikuntha, there are husbands and wives. And they're very attractive, and they are attracted to each other also.
И говорится, что на планетах Вайкунтх есть жены и мужья, и они очень прекрасные, они очень привлекаются друг к другу.
But they don't engage in any sexual activities.
Но они не заняты сексуальными.
Because they're more attracted to Krishna.
Поскольку они более привлечены к Кришне.
Than they are to each other.
Чем друг другу.
Okay, so we can stop here. And you can mention, I guess. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.